Blog Talk Radio.
Cut my music. This is The Outsiders. I'm Hills the Best, and this is Prez. Prez, we're on site. Let the fans know where we at, brother.
Oh, come on. We're at the Commander's Palace down here in New Orleans, you know, getting it jumping for the big Week 17 matchup, the Carolina Panthers versus the New Orleans Saints. So we figured since it's such an epic matchup, big matchup for Week 11, we went down to where the action will be. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. Yeah. The Outsiders. We'll post up anywhere. And we also got a couple of our friends on the show. KT is already down here. His team's been down here partying. They was out there with me and Prez last night doing the 1-2. We're not going to talk about that. And we got my man UPT. He's from New Orleans. So this is just a big old family affair. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, fellas?
I'm here.
Prez, how you doing, brother? You got the shades on, man? You all right, man? You going to be ready to do these next 30 minutes, or I'm going to have to get another tag team part?
Hey, you know, I'm going to tell you like E-40 says, you know, it's a hurricane, slurricane. Hello, somebody. y'all too young to know about that. I just really dropped a real OG reference right there. Hello, somebody.
Oh, I know about that Florida Wilder. Florida Wilder.
Yeah, hello, somebody.
Well, we're not going to get into a rap debate here. We're not going to do no cipher. We're going to get into some UE. KT, you're down here in New Orleans. The Superdome has been torn down. You've been telling us off air that you're the reason why they tore it down and built a new stadium for the Saints. This is the first time your Panthers will be there. What is the feel for this game?
Before I get to talking about the new Superdome, I have to shout out the Patriots organization. I've been on the phone with them for the past hour. He wants to become a new member of my protege. He wants to be my new protege. And I feel I should just throw that out there. Shout out Austin 316.
Wow.
He said he's coming for you. I just thought I'd put that out there.
Austin 316. Wow. I hadn't heard that in a long time. That
Stone
is a
Cold.
Good reference. Yeah, good old Stone Cold. Now, Casey, now please address about the new Superdome, the new house that the Saints built. And please don't get us shot up out here in New Orleans talk about you. The reason why they tore down the old Superdome. Please be classy because we're on site tonight.
I'm really prepared. I'm itching to play. We've been down here for a couple of days now, getting ready, kissing babies. And my cleats ain't clean yet. The bootleggers in the locker room ain't came out here yet. And so we just patiently waiting to get the job done.
Wow. Prez, brother, is we going to be able to contain KT out here? He got a couple of fans riled up. Luckily, we got the best security in the business. What's going to happen, man?
Well, I told you. He was on that hurricane last night in Boston. The hurricane that's coming out of it, excuse me, out of his mouth. But he'll be okay. He'll be okay. He'll come down here thoroughly. But when you are the man, everybody's aiming to beat the man, you can understand why he's so emphatic right now.
Okay.
So I get it.
Well, someone is buzzing in my ear and telling me we got one more caller on the line. And it's Smooth. We're going to have a dynamite show here on the Outsiders. Ray Smooth, can you hear me, bro?
Yes, sir, I can.
Wow. Prez, epic show. We got three guys on here. Brace New, how you doing today, brother?
I'm just chilling, you know. I want to feature on the talk show, you know. I want to put my input on a few things. I might be here for about a good, like, 5-10 minutes, but, you know, that'll be it.
Okay, well. Chris, well, we definitely have time for you and to fit you in. Smooth, we're going to ask you a quick question, then we're going to let UPT and KT definitely answer the same question I'm going to ask you.
Sounds good.
The NFC has been you, KT, and UPT. I'm glad you three guys are on the show instead of doing all that typing you've been doing in the group. For the past 2 weeks, you've been talking about how tough the NFC has been and how cupcake or weak the AFC has been, and me and Prez will not comment even though this is our show. We just want to know one thing. KT, you after this last. Smooth and UPT, you can answer these first. KT has been winning games at a rapid rate. He's been 16-0 a few seasons back-to-back, 15-1. The year he won the Super Bowl, the only loss he really had was a forced loss because he was out of town doing a legal issue with a 17-year-old. We're not going to get into that on the show. He beat that case, so we will not talk about it. But how was the NFC so tough and KT be dancing and high-stepping from the 25-yard line when he's up 33-0? So, Smooth, can you please answer that first, and UPT go next, and then Prez, I definitely want you to counter after KT go.
First off, KT knows well damn I'm a threat to him, and he know that, and he could tell you that himself. Right, KT?
I got to respect my son. He knows what's best.
But anyways, like in NFC, like the most games you can lose, honestly, is no more than 5 games. So, you know, it's very tough over here. AFC, you know, it's pretty weak. You know, they got 3 guys that, you know, that might be a challenge to beat. But NFC, you know, all of us are tough over here. And, you know, for the past, you know, few seasons, we actually been running the whole Madden. But, you know, it's nothing easy over here.
Wow. UPT, go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
The reason the NFC is tougher than the AFC is because of these men that you have on this line today and a few others that didn't make the call. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Smooth hit it on the head. It's only three people that worry us. Four. I'm gonna go ahead and put the fourth person in there because I got to show him love because he's been doing so well. It's only 4 users in the AFC that any of us blink at in the NFC. We don't worry about too much and nothing over there. And all our problems out this NFC, which is the toughest division. I'm sorry. It is.
Wow. KT, go ahead and pray, please. Take care of this. Go ahead, KT.
That's a Powerpuff League over there. That conference over there. We ain't worried about y'all. We never have been. Every season, they don't come in looking to worry about anything over there. They trying to beat me.
True.
Wow. Prayers, please, Prayers, go ahead and handle this. And I definitely have something to say.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, the AFC, for it to be so weak, I believe the AFC has more rings than the NFC, if my math is correct.
About one person.
Okay, time out. That's neither here nor there. Don't try
basically,
to see the numbers.
Your math is correct.
You're not gonna come on my show and out-talk me. I allowed you to speak. I did not interrupt, and therefore you will not interrupt me. That's how we work on outsiders, okay? So back to what I was saying. Yes, and you know, you can try to skew the numbers. The number is, you just said y'all conference is better than our conference, but our conference have more Super Bowl wins than your conference. So that point is really nullified. Now, if you want to try to sit here and pull scrawls and talk about who is how many and all this, you don't care about that because greatness, you cannot measure greatness by a number. Hello, somebody. And secondly, this year, the final year UE, Smooth, you just mentioned that 5 losses don't get you nowhere. You might be at that number, so you're done. So I don't even know why you're here. So that really leaves KT and UPT on the line. That really has a legit opportunity to represent the NFC conference. You lost your chance. You lost your zeal. Not this time. That's all I have to say, Hills. And please, I know you will speak a little more elegantly than I did, so please, take it.
Well, I'm not going to say too much more than what you just said, Prez, because I want to get the guys active talking on the show. We don't have much time. I'm going to say this. The AFC has been – we're tough. Right now we only have one undefeated team left in UE, and currently that's my co-host, and he resides in the AFC. We have a few knuckleheads over there in the AFC, and Austin is he's one of the knuckleheads. But Austin gets the job done as well. So for guys to say that the NFC is so tough and so balanced, I just don't see it. I see you beating up on the bottom feeders, or as KT likes to call them, the bootlickers. You take care of the bootlickers, and then when y'all start playing each other, it's just there. I'm ready to see someone else to take care of KT. This man was 68-2, Prayers, if my math is correct, and I know it is. 68-2 is 70 games. If that's not pathetic and downright disrespectful, as Prayers would say, I don't know what is. Hello, somebody.
Listen, and I can say this, and Ray can speak to this as well, because we speak a little bit more than a lot of us guys on the phone. When KT was on that tear, it destroys him, because he felt that he felt and still do feel that he's better than KT. And since I have you on the line with KT, do you still have those same feelings, Ray, that you're
yes.
better than KT? You know what he is, and the next time you see him, you're going to mop the floor. So you go on record right now with KT on that.
Well, I don't think I'm better than him, but I know I'm one of the guys in the league that don't fear him. That don't fear him. But I know. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm not better than him, because if I was better than him.
No, okay. Rule number one, you get shut down on the outsiders when you can't come in and have more confidence. I don't care if the man is better than you, but you better take the Donald Trump philosophy and don't ever acknowledge that. Because you better act like you can say, hey, you don't fear him. But don't you ever say, yeah, he's better than me, because right now you lost credibility, and when nobody wants to see your game now. Your game, when that happens, who cares, right? But like I said, you're not making it to the playoffs anyway, so UPT.
Wow.
Can I speak real quick?
I'd like to put some money up on that.
Wow.
My people speak from the heart. He didn't come on here and tell lies. He spoke the truth. Just like UPT will tell you the same thing. Just like Andy Wayne will tell you the same thing. We came to speak truth. And let's
hold
get
up.
This, and I have
hold
to go back to
up.
Talk about
oh,
ring
me,
count. Ring
let me,
count.
Nate Dogg
in the house.
And that's another thing, KT. Yeah, at the end of the day, Smooth, you did the right thing. You humbled yourself. The man has rings. We cannot take nothing from KT. And I say that every time I talk to the man on the show. But KT know who his competition is in the NFC. He know he game plans when he sees the Diablos on that schedule, if he sees the Eagles on that schedule, if he sees the Saints on that schedule. Everybody else is fish water. Ain't nobody running
wow.
about them. I'm talking about it's a handful of people that you know going to bring it. Other than that, it's over.
Well, let me tell you this, UPT. I'm going to say this, and I know Prez can echo and back me up on this. If KT was in the AFC, he would not be running his way to the Super Bowl 6 to 7 times. He would not get through Hills the best. He wouldn't get through Prez. He wouldn't get through Gold Sticks. He wouldn't run through the AFC like KT has been running through the NFC for the past, well, 9 seasons, because that's what season we're in. Hello, somebody.
UPT is the only person that took KT out 2 times. I'm the only one that can really understand his game and get to the level of play where he plays at. It's just some things that, I mean, at the end of the day, man, I can't call it, because he has been destroying us. Yes. And just like on this side over there, man, ain't nothing smooth over there. We know one thing, the Titans is going to be at the top of the AFC every year. So what's that say about the AFC? I mean, ain't nobody knocking you off at the end of the day. So it's the same thing on both sides of the conference. We both know everybody that starts this season when we play in this league, man, we know who we got to gun after. We got
to
gun after our two teams.
Well, but hold on, time out. But the difference between all that is I already know that the road is coming through Miami this year, and I can tell you what, that's my humble host. But them Titans ain't winning nothing this year. This is the Dolphins' year this year. And it's not, this show is not going to be about me. I'm going to just leave it at that. But I can tell you one thing. Is he a great player? Absolutely. Do he have the range to back it up? 100%. I don't give a damn about any of that. When I see him, I'm forgetting that ass. And I just want him to know that. Because I don't care. And you know what? And if I run up against him and I run up against a buzzsaw, well, I see his ass again the next time. But I'm going to tell you what I ain't going to do. I ain't putting my tail between my legs on this show. I'm an American, baby. America, USA.
Yeah. I would say this. I let KT speak. President text me every week and let me know the Titans is getting beat by the Dolphins. Just random. It could be 9 o'clock in the morning. I wake up, Prez on something, a text message. How about this? It's not my year. Prez is focused and the Dolphins is focused. And the one thing I think about the NFC, I think they wait for KT to take care of business. And I'm going to say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. If KT, which I know he will, and me and Prez know it also as well, if KT gets to the Super Bowl this year, he will not win the Super Bowl. And I'm going to tell you why. Not just because Hill's the best. Prayers won't let it happen. I've talked to my man Gold. KT will not beat the AFC in the Super Bowl when he gets there, because we already know what time it is. Hello, somebody. KT, you can speak, brother.
You think that Mr. President, the biggest choke job in UE history, the last time me and him was on the field. We talk about 30-point comeback. I still got his heart sitting in the freezer. And let's get to the facts. Tell the people why you didn't have Spencer and O'Boy in the playoff game. Because we sent them out on a stretcher.
Damn.
I owe you. You know what? Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. Because, you know, some things you put in the back of your mind, and you're absolutely right. Did you come back after you knocked my weapons out? Absolutely, because we were shocked and we were stunned. We was left. It was not that you knocked them out. It was when the report came back on how long they was going to be gone when the air went out of that ship. It wasn't about they were hurt. It was hurt for weeks and weeks. I give you credit right there. You did beat me, and I always say you're only as good as your last game. But what I can tell you is this. You know what you was about to get. Spencer on steroids right now. This is the last season. He can't be tried for anything because he ain't got to pee no more. So I'm letting you know right now, he got ACH running in his veins. You can't hurt him. So just wait. You know, and I feel bad. UPT, are you still there? Because I just feel like Mexico City is not getting no love, and I want to give love to Mexico City because y'all have some fine women. I saw the lady in the Jeep after your victory the other night.
Yeah.
And
Hills
Hills is trying to see if you can get her down to New Orleans.
Let me tell you something. She down tonight. Here right now. You know what? She down here right now. I got her in a nice little ballroom, man, in a little spot right now. She's sipping on a Bill Cosby. She getting ready for me tonight. You know what I'm saying? Once she finished with that Bill Cosby, we gonna go ahead and we gonna turn up. We here in the presidential suite. We here representing the NFC. You know what I'm saying? But the NFC,
ladies and gentlemen, and all
problem.
Our sponsors, our ladies and gentlemen, all our sponsors. We do not condone anything that Mexico City has just said on air. What I'm thinking he's talking about is a bowl of Jello, ladies and gentlemen. So
yes,
Jell-O. When he said he's giving the Bill Cosby, he's gonna give it a J-E-L-L. Oh, hello, somebody. That's the drink that he's talking. I just want to clarify that for all the fans because our sponsors mean everything. That's how we keep this show on the road. With that said, we'll turn it back to my co-host because folks in Mexico City, he drank in the Kool-Aid. I guess he came back with him. I don't know.
I'm glad you stopped that. The sponsors was falling off. Our ride back to our respected homes was about to be cut off. He is talking about Jell-O and pudding. He is exactly right. That's the only Bill Cosby that I know. So let's stop that right there. Fred, I'm going to ask these couple. I'm going to ask these guys. They got some big game. Smooth is still on the line. I think he's still on the line. Or has he hung up? Smooth might already hung up. He got off the line. So we're going to ask. UBT has a few wins on his belt now, and I see the Metro City is climbing the chart. You have the Jags. You have Wise, your good little friend, next in week 11. What will it take for the Metro City Diablos to make the postseason? Because you're only one game out right now.
Well, we're gonna win out, and that's how it gotta be. We gotta break even with the Panthers. We know what we gotta do. We broke even with the Saints already. I mean, it's a tough fight. You know, it's a long road. The Tennessee Titans have already told me he's not even playing his starters. So that's a chalk up right there. We chalking that one up. We was looking forward to playing the starters, at least giving a scrimmage game or something.
My backups are better than most team starters. We will not bow out this time. Hello, somebody. But continue on.
We understand that. But we just look for great games every week. I mean, UPT gonna keep talking until you gotta bring the heavyweights with you to Mexico City. It don't matter what you're doing. We gonna fight you. You gonna leave out with a cut nose, bloody eye, whatever. You gonna have some problems. You understand what I'm saying? We bring that New Orleans mentality to Mexico. We are what they called in 2005 refugees. That's how we live. That's how we play this game.
Wow.
We play as refugees. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. UPT, that is rough. I got another question for you. Please don't hang up. KT, you're here in New Orleans with us. You're on set. You've been relaxing. You've been on your phone. Now we're going to ask you the questions. You are the champ. We're going to give you a little bit more time to speak. Wade has been on the tear. Wade has... He's brought his A game this season. He's mowing through people. He is making people tap out. And, KT, you know exactly what I'm talking about, UPT as well. He's making guys quit after games. I mean, KT, what is it going to take for a Carolina team who's a little shaky? You looked better against Detroit last night, but let's be honest, the Lions have – they're not the king of the jungle right now. What is it going to take for you to win against the Saints? The Saints are on fire. They're clicking on all cylinders. What is it going to take for you to win in the new voodoo stadium, as I like to call it? Because I'm going to tell you, my friend, that locker room is disturbing and it smells like pig good. But I'm going to let you go ahead.
This is what irks me. This is the one thing I just don't understand. What season are we in? Nine? I believe you're in nine.
Yeah.
I play Wade twice a year. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
I don't think he's beat me once.
Wow.
So what makes them think he's going to beat me now?
Wow. He's played you at least 12 times, if my math is correct. I think he's been in the league for about six seasons now. And six times two is 12. And he hadn't beat you.
And he's coming six times short.
Oh, man.
Wow.
He hasn't seen confetti
against
these Panthers.
So, KT, let me ask you this. You're a confident coach. You're confident. For all your players' confidence, no Sutton is on the field. No Cam Newton anymore. It's your team. Now, your defense, I looked at your defensive roster. It's probably the most talented defense I've seen in UA in a long time. The Titans, we're a little old and slow now. I think the Carolina Panthers, on paper, is the best defense I've looked at from position to position. Is your offense going to be able to keep up with your defensive pace? Because as good as your defense is, if they're on the field too much, eventually they're going to break.
And this won't be no shootout. See, how Wade catches people off guard is because he can catch you by running down your throat. He ain't running nothing over here. I'm watching him play them Titans, and every time his running back touched the ball, it was 20 yards a pop.
Yeah.
I said, they must still see this guy play. He ain't making it out the backfield when the Panthers step on the field, let alone 20 yards down the field.
So you saying that Wade Wade and that running back with the Saints won't have a 100-yard game.
Period.
No, he will not.
Wow.
50.
No, he will not.
That's what we like on this show, Fred.
100 yards.
Wow.
He might even see 7 points.
What?
Wow.
Yards.
Wow.
I'm glad the Carolina Panthers reached out to me and sent me those tickets to be in New Orleans this week, man. I can't wait for this game.
Wow. Chris, we're going to have to get extra security because I've just seen that big guy who looks like he's been doing nothing but sit up and push up for the last 11 years of his life. He gave KC one of the nastiest stares I've ever seen in my life after that comment saying the Saints will not score. Fred, I'm in a little fear for my life right now.
Listen, don't be. We're okay because at the end of the day, you have a Super Bowl, so people respect Super Bowl champions. If anything, UPT and myself are more in danger than you are, but he's from
I'm
this
good.
Area.
I'm home.
Right, he's from this area, so I'm with him. You know, as the slogan for Hillary Clinton is, I'm with her. Well, I'm with him. If anything go down, I'm with this brother right here. So there you go. But I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at Wade's roster. He's 8-1. He's having a great season. He's averaging 40 points a game, 442 yards per game, about 290 and about 151 rushing. So you're telling me the third-ranked offense is not going to score 7 points. The third-ranked rushing offense won't have 100 yards rushing?
You heard it.
Wow.
But I'm going to shout out UPT. Me and that coach over there with the Diablos always do great business. And I want to thank him for tying in Austin. Because he is the real MVP.
Yeah.
He's been tearing up. He's been a real force in the locker room. And
cut their mic.
He comes ready to play every night.
Billy, cut their mics right now. Cut both of their mics. Are you kidding me right now, Chris? This is what we're talking. Cut their mics right now. This is what we're talking about in NFC. I want to do a quick shout. We got like a minute and 30 seconds left. I want to go ahead and personally shout out everyone in the league. I know we're listening. Everyone listening. NFC, shame on you clowns for keep trading to KT. Yes, I'm standing up. Praise, get your hands off me. I'm sick and tired. KT, the best players on the book. This man has an all-pro defensive pass because you're just handing him players for no reason. Odell Beckham couldn't pass a drug test and he can't see. He has to get a personal chauffeur because he can't drive anymore. Because KT ran him into the ground, and the Bengals handed him a slot cornerback. I'm sick and tired of it, Chris, man. This takeover, I can't even speak anymore, man. This is disturbing. Beckham can't even see right now. Can't even write his own can't even sign his own checks. I'm disgusted right now.
But here's the thing. I cannot hate on the man for having Jedi mind tricks. Everybody knows you don't want to trade with this guy. Everybody talks about his team is sick and – it's disgusting, but yet and still, he does something. I don't know what it is. And he's what makes him so special, he's able to relay this Jedi mind trick via text. I don't know what his words look like. Okay? You don't even have to speak to these folks. It's all done via text. So what that tells you is, he is a powerful individual, and I don't know, nor can I hate on him. All I can say is, I have my bowling team name. It's called Let Me Get That, and Let Me Get That, because that's what we need over here so I can start getting some of these deals, because the deals that he's making don't make sense to me. Even my grandma looked at the one deal and was like, that's crazy, Brian. I said, Grandma.
Let me clarify.
I say, look. I say, I don't know what's going on.
You got 15 seconds, you feet close us out.
Let me tell you something. See, the reason that Austin took that trip to Carolina, we had a long talk. Trust me and KT, we chop it up. Trust me, I don't want to trade him anything, but if it's something that's going to be beneficial to New Mexico City, we're going to take that trade. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I don't care who it is. It could be my worst of worst enemies. If I see a business deal that's gonna better my team, I'm gonna take it. I got linebacker Beck, a solid outside linebacker for aging tight end. I don't need Austin anymore. Austin did his job. Austin held us down. Austin was supposed to walk out the door with Jameis Winston a long time ago. It's okay, though. I went to a free agency, and I found a stud tight end, a stud. He's a low overall guy, but he's a young guy. He's just motivated to play, and he's been proving himself from the day I signed him out of FA. He's coming, and he's did what he's supposed to do. I have two young tight ends that's holding it down. Better blocking, better awareness. They're ready to play ball. We know we had to see KT again while we did that trade. It's okay. We're not afraid of KT. I'm the only guy in this division, matter of fact, in this conference that can handle this man. That's it. Period. I don't care what kind of trade you
make. It's
personal. Losses came from.
It's business. It's business.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
And that's what I'm telling people. They always ask KT, How? Why? Yeah. Why? I said, at the end of the day, it's business. The people need givers. I'm the people's champ. The people need, and
something.
I give them every time.
Let me follow up on you, KT. KT gets these players out of the draft. He drafts these guys low. He builds them up real good, and he know what people like. He know how to bait the hook. You understand what I'm saying? He knows how to bait the hook.
Yeah.
And when you fishing, you don't know what you're going to get. But if I'm trading with a guy in another conference, I'm trying to, okay, I don't want to trade none of this KT or whatever. But this guy that he's trying to give me is not worth the trade. I'm going to go to the better deal. I don't care who it's coming from.
That's
I'm taking the better
that's
deal
true.
All day.
That's true.
And that's the issue, too.
I'm going to take what I got.
And that's the issue that they don't understand, UPT. People trying, they be like, you traded him?
Hey,
but I
hey,
got the juice.
Hey, listen, I'm finna send y'all a new number. Y'all call that in real quick. I'm finna send y'all the number.
All right.